Tuesday, May 17th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, we're taking yesterday, today, and tomorrow to deal with this leak from SCOTUS dealing with the Roe v. Wade decision and last week's vote on the Democratic Party proposal for the Women's Health Protection Act. Interestingly, on the same day the vote for that bill took place, there was a committee meeting with Janet Yellen involving a number of the senators discussing the economy and inflation. During that discussion, Senator Bob Menendez decided to bring up a question on how abortion helps the economy. Janet Yellen made some comments that caught the ear of Senator Tim Scott. Here's his response, and here is how Janet Yellen responded to Tim Scott. This might be the most powerful 2 minutes that you'll hear coming out of the U.S. Senate this year.
I'm just surprised that we find ways to weave into every facet of our lives such an important and painful reality for so many people to make it sound like it's just another 0.4% added to our labor force participation as a result of the issue of abortion just, to me, seems harsh.
Well, I certainly don't mean to say what I think the effects are in a manner that's harsh. What we're talking about is whether or not women will have the ability to regulate their reproductive situation in ways that will enable them to plan lives that are fulfilling and satisfying for them. One aspect of a satisfying life is being able to feel that you have the financial resources to raise a child, that the children you bring into the world are wanted, and that you have the ability to take care of them. In many cases, abortions are of teenage women, particularly low income and often black, who aren't in a position to be able to care for children, have unexpected pregnancies, and it deprives them of the ability often to continue their education to later participate in the workforce. There is a spillover into labor force participation, yeah, but it means that children will grow up in poverty, yeah, and do worse themselves.
Thank you. This is the truth. I'll just simply say that as a guy raised by a black woman in abject poverty, I'm thankful to be here as United States Senator.
Tom, just how revealing can a unplanned dialogue take place? Now, whether Menendez had thought that statement through or not, it's very clear that the issue of abortion for him has nothing to do with the sanctity of life. It only has to do with pragmatism. Now, you can see what he's appealing to. Number one, you lose a lot less labor when a woman can take a week off for an abortion instead of 9 months plus parental leave. Bottom line, it costs a lot more to have a baby than it does to kill the baby in the womb. Secondly, he makes the argument that there will be an impact in the present labor force. And Tim Scott answers, what in the world that we are now going to take the lives of children in order to protect 0.4% of the labor force being available? The response of the Treasury Secretary to this was, I don't mean to be harsh about abortion, but I'm just stating the economic facts, basically, is what she's saying. That is absolutely astonishing that we have now made the life of a child an economic commodity issue. How many entrepreneurs and inventors have we killed in the womb? How many laborers? I mean, right now, what is it? One of our big problems is getting enough people into the workplace. If you'll listen closer to her, it's clearly a racist statement. Notice her emphasis on African Americans. We don't believe economically should be having babies and the cost of having a baby. All of those arguments so insanely pragmatic and denying of the sanctity of life. Of course life costs. My goodness, we fought a war that cost how many lives in this nation to undo the genocidal policies of another nation that targeted a segment of its society for, quote unquote, the final solution. And of course, Tim Scott's response, Tom, was extraordinary. What has Tim Scott brought to the economy for us, whose mother was an African American, whose mother raised him out of poverty?
That conversation between Tim Scott and Janet Yellen took me to Proverbs 15. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit.
That very appropriate proverb is not telling you to be silent on the challenging issues. It is telling you how to enter into the public square with public debate, whereby truth is courageously born with humility of heart. That's what we're called to do. It is not silence on this issue. It is how we speak on this issue.
Harry, it is interesting. We've had Roe v. Wade on the books for the last 50 years, and it hasn't helped our economy one iota. In fact, the poor are still with us, and it's only gotten worse in the last 50 years.
First of all, you have to wonder about the intellectual and moral caliber of a significant number of our elected officials when you hear an argument like this presented. Roe v. Wade has not helped our economy. I'm arguing that it ruins it. Where are the younger people to take care of the older people in their old age? Where are the entrepreneurs? Where are the Tim Scotts? Thankfully, Tim Scott escaped the abortuary because of the courage of his mother. Let's conclude by looking at the heinousness of this quote-unquote Women's Health Protection Act, which in reality far exceeds the heinousness of Roe v. Wade. First of all, it now opens up abortion, the taking of the life, at any point in time in the pregnancy, including the delivery room, any time during the 9 months, which means by definition we have now moved into infanticide. Secondly, it removes parental consent. It is now promoting the children of parents to have abortions and the parents never know about it. Thirdly, it removes First Amendment protections in that it mandates medical personnel to be engaged in the abortion industry no matter their personal convictions, conscience, or religious practice. Fourthly, Tom, do you remember the argument is we want to remove abortion from the back alley? Well, this particular bill now allows medical personnel that does not have certification as a doctor to engage and to set up abortuary shops. And finally, Tom, it removes all restrictions of sex-selective abortions. In other words, you want a boy and you got a girl. If you want to kill the girl in the womb, that's okay, and let's go try again. That is an attempt to bring a direct assault upon a biblical world in life view that the Lord gives life and the Lord takes life away. If there is ever a moment for us as believers to realize this is not only a crucial element of public theology, the sanctity of life, churches in discipleship need to equip their people to address in the public square and engage in order to affirm the public theology of the sanctity of life. If there was ever any reminder of that, it is this devolution into a pagan culture of absolute barbaric proportions. There is no way that this attempt to codify the sweeping genocide of abortion can be described. And that means this is a problem of the heart. The heart of the problem is the problem with the heart. I'll say it again. And the only thing that can address the heart is God's grace pouring out of Christ's church, redeeming grace whereby men and women are saved and transformed, and common grace whereby sin is restrained in society.
There are a number of ways you can stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective. Perhaps the best way is by downloading the Briarwood app. It is available through your favorite app store. Simply type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours free of charge. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.